Praise the Lord. Message number 93. The title of the message, The Second Coming of Christ. Part 7. The Book of Revelation, Chapter 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Anoint this message, O God. And let your message be clear to your people, O Lord, and guide us with the Holy Spirit, and help us to be ready. Help each and every one of us who hear the message, O Lord, be ready when you are coming to take us. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and words, and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. Take this message to those who are waiting for your word, and those who are in need to hear this message. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The book of Revelation, chapter 8 to chapter 13 that we're going to read, the events is during the period of tribulation. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation speak about warning message of Christ to the people, to the churches, to repent, to be ready at his coming. Chapter 4 and 5 speak about the throne in heaven and more or less about the rapture. Chapter 6 and 7 speak about the period of tribulation, where God sent his wrath on those who left behind, those who are wicked and who are resisting to the gospel. And also, during the period of tribulation, there is work of the Holy Spirit. Some of those who are left behind, they will repent, they get revived, and they will realize that they had been left, and they will start to commit themselves to God. And most of them will be taken. They must prove themselves that they are a true Christian, and most of them, they will be persecuted and executed as a martyr for Christ, and they will be taken to heaven. What we teach and what we repeat, we don't need to wait until the Lord will come, then you repent. You need to be ready now so that you will escape the period of tribulation. In the period of tribulation also, God will give chance to the Jews to repent. And that's what we read in Book of Revelation, also chapter 7. Speak about 144,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel. They will be marked and they will get saved during the period of tribulation. We will continue in this message reading from chapter 8 to chapter 13, and we will explain as the Holy Spirit give us words. When he opened the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense to offer with the prayer of all the saints on the golden altar before the throne. Our prayer is incense before God. All our prayer, the Lord will smell it and he will enjoy it. The smoke of the incense together with the prayers of the saints went up before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down upon the earth. A third of the earth was burned up, a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. That is a real situation what will be happening during the period of tribulation. God will really send his wrath on those who had not yet repented. Verse 8, the second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. A third of the sea turned into blood, a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. In other translation or in other meaning, the meaning of Wormwood is bitterness. A third of the water turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that has become bitter. It will be so difficult for those who did not repented and were ready for the second coming of Christ. The fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. As I watched, I heard an angel that was flying in midair call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the trumpet blasts about to be sounded by the other three angels." Now we read chapter 9, Book of Revelation, chapter 9. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. The abyss is a special place in hell. Hell is in the bottom of the earth. Abyss is a certain place in the hell where demons and certain angels, fallen angels that the Lord had locked, as he is punishing them. They are the one who caused the fall of a human being during the time of Noah. And those angels, they were locked in abyss. In addition, abyss, there are other demons, as we can read here. Verse 2, when he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down upon the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or a tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their forehead. These are demons that they will torment those who are wicked. They were not given power to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffer was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes a man. And during those days, men will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. Those who are evildoers, they will be tormented. They will eager and desire death, but they will not be able to take it. That is God's punishment on the wicked. The locusts look like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they were something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like woman's hair, and their teeth were like lion's teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails and stings like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek Apollyon. And this is the meaning of this word. Abaddon and Apollyon is destroyer, and that is the devil. These are the legion of demons that God will allow to torment those evildoers. The first war is past. Two other wars are yet to come. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I hear a voice coming from the horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million. I hear their number. The horses and riders I saw in my vision look like this. Their breastplate were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire, smoke, and sulfur that came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. This all demons. Demons, they can take the shape of any things. That is part of the demonic power. They can disfigure themselves. The rest of mankind that were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. So the purpose that God sent those demons or those fallen angels and allow them to destroy and kill people and torture them, the reason was God wanted them to repent. But still, they did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshipping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. What we discern here, that the same sin that the people were doing before the coming of Christ, still they continue to do the same. They were not repenting of that sin. And that's why God allowed them to pass through the period of tribulation. And still, the wrath that he is sending to them, as we are reading here, the purpose of this wrath is to cause the people to repent and return to the Lord. Now let's read the book of Revelation, chapter 10. Then I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven. He was wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow above his head. His face was like the sun, and his legs were like fiery pillars. He was holding a little scroll which lay open in his hand. He planted his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land. And he gave a loud shout, like the roar of a lion. When he shouted, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I hear the voice from heaven say, seal up what the seven thunders have said, and do not write it down. Then the angel I had seen standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven, and he swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created the heavens and all that is in them, the earth and all that is in it, and the sea and all that is in it, and said, there will be no more delay. But in the days when the seventh angel is about to sound his trumpet, the mystery of God will be accomplished, just as he announced to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice that I had heard from heaven spoke to me once more, go take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel and asked him to give me the little scroll. He said to me, take it and eat it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey. I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then I was told, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, languages, and kings. Here in chapter 10 is a message directed to Apostle John, who wrote the book of Revelation, and he was giving here the scroll in his mouth. He was asked to eat it. In his mouth is sweet, but in his stomach is sour, because he was told to go and speak again and prophesy again about languages, nation, people, and kings. So he was told to go and tell the message, the warning message of the Lord about Gadara, that he will send after he will come and take his people. Those who are not willing to repent, he will send his wrath on them. Apostle John, in the book of Revelation chapter 10, he was commissioned once more, reminded that he need to speak the message and warn the people. He was sent again to speak, especially to those who were not willing to listen or repent. Now let's read book of Revelation chapter 11. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshippers there, the temple of God in Jerusalem. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. God will cause two of his servants to prophesy, to witness in the city of Jerusalem for 3.5 years. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. These men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying. and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. So those two servants of the Lord, they were commissioned to preach and teach and to prophesy and to curse even those who would not listen, those who oppose them, or those who try to harm them. Now when they had finished their testimony, when their mission was finished or going to finish, the beast that come up from the abyss, this is here a demon disfigured in the form of beast, it could be in the form of a human possessed by demons, and discover and it could be also a disfigured human being, because demon can disfigured human being those whom they are possessed. The beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt. Sodom because of immorality, because of wickedness, and Egypt because sign of worldliness, where also their Lord was crucified. That is here, we know that is the city is Jerusalem, because our Lord crucified in Jerusalem. Verse 9, for 3.5 days, men from every people, tribe, language and nation will gaze on their bodies and refuse them burial. Verse 10, the inhabitants of the earth will gloat over them and will celebrate by sending each other gifts, because these two prophets had tormented those who live on the earth. How they have tormented them? By the word of God that they are going to speak to them, they will be tormented. But after the 3.5 days, a breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet, and terror struck those who saw them. Then they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up to heaven in a cloud while their enemies looked on. After they have done the work of God, they were taken to heaven, and they will be with us, with the Lord, meeting the Lord in the cloud and being with him forever. Verse 13, at that very hour, there was a severe earthquake, and a tenth of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the survivors were terrified and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second war has passed. The third war is coming soon. The seven angels sounded the trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven, which said, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who were seated on their thrones before God fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun to reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead, and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your saints, and those who reverence your name, both small and great, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. This is here, this scene is seen in heaven around the throne. This is symbolic, the 24 elders, to those who will be with the Lord, the 12 elders represent the 12 tribes of the Israelites, the Old Testament saints, and the the rest of the elders, the 12 elders represent the 12 apostles, the New Testament saints, those who are dead in Christ, and we who are still alive. When the Lord will come, we will be caught in heaven, we will be caught up with Him and meet the Lord. And those in addition to us, those who will be also make it during the period of tribulation. Verse 19, then God's temple in heaven was open, and within His temple was seen the ark of His covenant, and there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, earthquake, and a great hailstorm. Book of Revelation, chapter 12. In this chapter, there is things more symbolic about spiritual warfare. We will read and we will discuss between the power of darkness against the church and against the work of God. A great and wondrous sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant, and cried out in a pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. That is devil and the work of devil. His tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. Devil has power and God gave him power, but the power of devil is under the supervision of God Almighty. He will only allow him to do the things that God intended to be happening. God gives Satan certain power, but Satan operates under God's supervision. God allows Satan so that he will see his church, he will see his people. Are they going to follow God, or are they going to follow Satan and his will? The dragon stood in the front of the woman. The woman is the church, the wife of Jesus, in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that he might devour her child the moment it was born. The woman could be also Mary that gave birth to Jesus, our King and our Lord. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. The woman also here is the church. Our King is the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will rule the nation. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. Christ, after he died, was buried, he rose from the dead. On day 40, he ascended to heaven. Verse 6, the woman fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God. The woman here is the church. We live in the world, but we are not part of the world. We live as a stranger, as alien in this world, where she might be taken care of for 1260 days. The church in the world, we are living not in a worldly way, but we are living protected by God as we continue to follow His will and His word, living in holiness and full commitment to Him. Verse 7, and there was war in heaven. Michael, that is the angel of the Lord, and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. This is here the spiritual battle. Not only in the book of, not only during the period of tribulation, there will be a spiritual battle between devils and the angels of God. But also now, even this very moment, their spiritual battle. As you are hearing the message, God is fighting for your soul and devil want to take you, but you resist the devil. Submit yourself fully to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. But he was not strong enough. Devil, if you are willing to follow God, devil will not be strong to overcome you. But he was not strong enough. And they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down. That ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How you can overcome? How we can overcome? Or how we will overcome? Or how the people will overcome in the future? Is by the blood of Jesus and by our willingness, by the people's willingness to follow the word of God and to live a life testimony for Jesus. What God say, we live it, testifying that we belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. We live our life not loving our own self, but loving God, delighting in Him, doing His will, willing to be suffered, willing to be persecuted. That is how we overcome the power of darkness. By the blood of Jesus, by living the Word of God, by willingness to suffer and persecuted, keeping the testimony, standing firm in faith. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. While the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. Devil now is thrown and he is defeated, and he know that his end is coming soon, and he will be thrown into fiery furnace of fire. He will be tormented day and night forever and ever. What he is doing, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. He is after the church. He is after the people of God to tempt them, to make them fall in sin, so that he will take them. He will take as much as he can from those who follow God to hell. But the Lord will not allow. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert. God with his church. He's caring for his church. He's caring for his people who love him. Where she would be taken care of for a time, times and a half time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spew water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spit out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandments and hold to the testimony of Jesus. And that clearly show the real battle that devil is waging against the church, against us, against the servant of the Lord, against the children of God, who keep the commandments of the Lord and obey it and hold to the testimony of Jesus. Book of Revelation, chapter 13 now. And the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. Now here the work of devil will be more profound. The beast, either a demon who is disfigured, or a human possessed by demons who is disfigured. He had 10 horns and 7 heads with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power, devil delegates some power to his demons, and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. The beast had wound, but the wound was healed. That is a false healing, false miracle. Devil can do false miracle, can do miracle. God had given him power, and he will use this power to do miracle, witchcraft, to change people, to tell you sometime about the future, like in horoscope. Sometime can even give healing to certain people. Many, they worship saints, they worship Mother Mary, they worship men, and they receive healing. This is a false healing. Devil can do false healing to deceive the people. Men, they worship the beast, as we have read, because they saw and they were astonished by the power of the beast, and they follow him. Verse 4, many worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worship the beast and ask, who is like the beast? Who can make war against him? They were astonished by the power of Satan. Don't be astonished by the power of the darkness. Sometimes you see people who are evildoers, but they have power. And they are having material things. That does not mean that God is approving them. Be careful, this is the deception of devil. Devil also can do good things, great things, but since it is against God's word, we renounce all that. We don't accept it as God's way of life. And we must be sure that God is not approving that thing that the people honor, because it is against the word of God. The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemes, and to exercise his authority for 42 months during the period of tribulation. The beast also will rule, and he will be given authority. God allowed that to test those people on earth. Only those who refuse the beast will stand firm and be willing to be even executed. That is the proof for them that they are a true follower of God, and they will be also taken to heaven with us. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. And he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. Those saints are those who repented during the period of tribulation, but they need to prove they are a true follower of God. What is the proof? They resist the beast. They don't comply or follow the beast's wish. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. The beasts were given authority to control in order for God to test the genuinity of the people's faith. Those who believe in him and follow him, their faith would be tested. during the period of tribulation by their standing firm and unwillingness to submit to the authority of the beast. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This call for patience, endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Now, what he is saying here, God will allow suffering. The saint will be even murdered and killed, executed. They should not deny their faith. They should stand firm. That's why this call for patience, endurance and faithfulness, because salvation is near. Verse 11, then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, another demons or walk of demons. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. That is enforcement to the first beast, enforcement to the work of the devil, enforcement and more deception to those who are following the beast, to those who are following Satan, more enforcement for them, more deception for them to continue in the wrong way. I'll read verse 12 again. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and his inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. It means here that the healing of the wound, the false healing, it will be used to deceive the people. Verse 13, and he performed a great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. What he's saying here, he will cause fire to fall down from heaven, as if you say that is the power of the beast more powerful than the power of God, or he is approved by God. So much deception. Because of the son he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the beast. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. All these false miracles to reinforce the deception of devil and force the people to worship the beast. Those who are not willing, they will be killed, because in spite of all this false miracle and they will not believe, they will be killed and persecuted. But those who are not willing to surrender their life and willing to be killed in order to worship God, they will be saved. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead. This will be during the time of tribulation. Even now started, there is the insertion of microchip on the forearm, right hand, and also on the forehead. They are using it for the transaction during the period of tribulation. This will be mandatory. Why? Verse 17 said that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Those things to force the people to fully submit to the beast during the period of tribulation. Even if you have money, you have resources, you can't use it unless you put the mark of the beast and on your forehead, on your hand, so that you can eat and you can sell and buy and do your daily needs. These are the things that will happen. Those who refuse to put the mark of the beast, they will be killed and executed, but they are the sins of God. Verse 18, this call for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number, his number is 666. The number is not important, but the spiritual principle that we learn here during the period of tribulation, the Lord will send his wrath. Devil also manifest and exaggerate his power, because time is near for him to be handed over and thrown into the fiery furnace of burning sulfur. We'll be satisfied with these six chapters and from the book of Revelation, and we will continue in the next part of the second coming of Christ. Now let's pray. You can review what we have read and meditate on it, and that will help you to commit your life and ways fully unto the Lord. The purpose of these messages is to prepare the church for the second coming, that we need to be ready when he comes. You need to be ready when he comes, so that you will not be left behind and go into the period of suffering, the real suffering, the real torture and torment, the period of tribulation. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your word. I pray that this message will be a warning for your church and your people. And Lord, I pray that you use it mightily. Send it to those who are needing to hear that, to be a warning for them to repent, O God. And those who are seeking you, it will be an encouragement to them to continue to seek and walk in your ways. Take this message and spread it all over the world by the power of the Holy Spirit. And let be fruit in our life. Fruit of the life of your church. Fruit in the form of new people saved and more workers and disciples committed their lives and ways unto you to serve you and worship you. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, in Christ's name. Amen and amen.